Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former Facebook data scientist, Francis Haugen, has stunned lawmakers and the public with revelations of the company's awareness of apparent harm to some teens from Instagram and her accusations of dishonesty in its fight against hate and misinformation. Now she is coming before Congress Tuesday with tens of thousands of pages of internal research documents she secretly copied before leaving her job at Facebook. Haugen also filed complaints with federal authorities alleging that Facebook's own research shows that it amplifies hate, misinformation, and political unrest, but Facebook hides what it knows. Days after a national organization representing school board officials told the Biden administration about hate groups intimidating education officials, Attorney General Merrick Garland, without citing any specific cases, has directed the FBI to combat threats of violence against school administrators. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Another Democrat mayor is demanding obedience by their employees. Brad Bernards reports.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Friday promised unspecified consequences for city workers who don't meet an October 15th deadline to get vaccinated against COVID-19, even as the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police told its members unvaccinated cops will only be subjected to coronavirus testing starting mid-month, not loss of pay or firing.
Number one cause of death in 2020 of law enforcement was COVID-19, nothing else. It's foolish to be trying to take a victory lap when so much is at stake. But unfortunately, that's in keeping with the leadership of this Fraternal Order of Police. They will be vaccinated.
The mayor's vaccine mandate is shaping up as a test of wills with her antagonists in the police union and other labor organizations representing many employees who don't want to get the vaccine.
We are USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As triangle countries are warning the United States, tens of thousands of immigrants are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border at this time. Former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott reminds Americans on Fox News how this is a national security threat.
We have nation-state threats. We have terrorist threats. We can't get into in this type of a forum, but they're real. They exist, and they want to come across that border. Statistically, it always includes rapists, murderers, potential terrorists, every single year.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says all is well at the border.
That's just not true. And while many of the political appointees assigned currently literally just lack the knowledge and the expertise that they could make a statement like that and believe that it was true, he's a very smart guy. He's got a lot of experience in Homeland Security. He knows what he's doing. He knows the impacts. And he knows that border is not as secure today as it was on January 19th.
The NFL's Washington football team has placed head athletic director Ryan Vermilion on administrative leave for what a team statement called an ongoing criminal investigation. Federal law enforcement officials, including agents from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, recently served a search warrant at Washington's practice facility, and another search warrant was served at a local home. Investigators are looking into a cargo ship's anchor that may have caused the major oil spill near Huntington Beach, California over the weekend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Antea, a lot is being talked about regarding Facebook and that 60-minute interview with a Facebook whistleblower, Frances Haugen. And I got to tell you, there is so much more to this. Our next guest has a lot to reveal and help you understand what is going on with Facebook and why they're so pernicious. Not only do they have a command of the media and the ears and like what this whistleblower was talking about, but also the way in which they do business. And you would think that here in America, how could that be possible? That, you know, something with antitrust and monopolies and all these things that we've been talking about, at least all my life, you know, that that is verboten, that we have to be mindful of it. But yet somehow, if you are politically connected, you seem to get away with this sort of thing. And to some degrees that you have no idea how Facebook is working and what they did to hurt Jason Fick, our next guest. He's the founder of Social Media Freedom Foundation. He had his own business, was one of the early adapters to Facebook back, I believe it was in 2011, and he had grown his platform to over 38 million followers. Now think about this. He's working his tail off. He builds this up, and he's making a ton of money because he's doing the job according to the rules of Facebook. But, you know, Facebook's going, hey, he's making too much money here. And they started looking at him as a competitor. And when you realize how this dynamic comes into place and what the whistleblower was saying the other day, start connecting the dots and you see just how nefarious this is and how this 230 exception is allowing them to, you know, get away with all kinds of shenanigans. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, hopefully I set that up in such a way for you that you can pick it up from there and correct me if there was anything that I got wrong in laying this out, that you were making a ton of money with Facebook, things are rolling along, and then all of a sudden they found a way to come in and, you know, and take away your business, basically.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, is that a lot of people don't recognize that Facebook, you know, is an advertiser. I was an advertiser. So we were actually direct competition to one another. So when their advertising program came in, you know, they didn't want organic reach. They wanted paid reach because that makes them a whole lot more money. Mm-hmm. Well, so if you fast forward, eventually what has to happen is they have to find a way to restrict anybody that was making any kind of money. And that's exactly what they did to me. They found reasons. They effectively changed their rules to make up any kind of rule that they want. And sure enough, they, you know, eventually find a way, and that's what happened to me, is in 2016, they shut down six of my pages with over 14 million fans overnight for no reason at all. They don't give you a reason.
Right.
But what was strange is, and this is where we kind of caught him, about 4 months later, I went to an old competitor, a friend of mine, and I said, mm-hmm. hey, can you see, because they had done $22 million in advertising. They were mm-hmm. in good favor with Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they asked, you know, hey, can you get Jason Stuff turned back on?
Right.
And they said, no, they're not going to do it for me. But mm-hmm. if they own those pages, they would do it for them. And sure enough, I sold them the pages. And like magic, all of a sudden, all of the content that they had previously said was offensive in somehow, right? Because mm-hmm. that has to do with Section 230.
Right.
Is now no longer offensive. It doesn't matter what it was. It was the same content.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually sued in 2018, right? Because mm-hmm. we had prima facie evidence, which means right on his face. It's real simple to understand. It didn't have to do with, you know, any kind of restriction of offensive content. It only had to do with what they chose to do. They just wanted me out of the way because I make too much money. They
exactly.
don't want me to make money. They want to make more money.
You're right? a competitor.
Exactly. I'm a direct competitor to them.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening is that we sued, and the courts – see, a lot of people think that Section 230 is the problem. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Section 230 says what it says, and it's actually quite elegant, but the courts have manipulated it into meaning something that it does not.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good example. The first one, 230C1, is actually what they – you know, there's 230C, 230C1, 230C2. It's like an outline, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The first one says, real simple in its basic form, you cannot be treated as someone else for what they posted online. Most people understand that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the problem is that the way the courts have actually read it is wrong. And what they've done is they've said, and it's a very simple mistake, it says that you cannot be treated as the publisher. Well, I was the publisher of my own content. And they dismissed my case saying, well, they can't be treated as a publisher. Well, they are a publisher in addition to the publisher. I'm the publisher.
Right, exactly.
And that minor mistake turns it from being able to be treated as someone else into not being able to be treated as themselves for their own actions. It completely messed it up. And the problem with that is it becomes virtual sovereignty. You just can't mm-hmm. do anything to them.
Right,
because
right.
Because be a publisher. And that's not true. Because the very next law, like, you know, the next, you know, level down, C2, is actually a publisher function. Meaning, if they're removing content, they're a publisher.
Right.
Well, guess what? If you can't be a publisher in the first law, what does it matter if you can be a publisher in the second law? It's redundant. The courts
yes.
are just flat out wrong. And
It's almost like what they're doing, Jason, if I'm understanding and following you correctly here, and I want to make sure our audience is tracking with this as well. It's like their decision canceled the essence of 230, did it not?
Correct. Yeah,
right.
It gutted the individual pieces of the law and lumped it into one big lump sum and said, if they cannot be treated as a publisher so long as the content came from someone else. Well, guess what? That's how they're laundering fact-checking. They're saying, well, the content came from somebody else. The fact that they pay for it, they identify what content needs to be fact-checked,
mm-hmm.
and so forth, well, it's covered because the courts won't fix it. Why do they – why? That's the question. Why?
Right.
It keeps coming back to California. There is no other tech companies, like, across the country that have been sued at this level in any other state. So we don't end up with what's called a circuit conflict, meaning another circuit came to a different conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same one. But, see, there's something in the mix that nobody hears about because the media will not touch this. They
mm-hmm.
will not get this out there. My case was very simple. Now, Facebook lied about me and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I got all sorts of hit pieces on me and so forth. But whatever. I mean, Facebook just lies. We know that mm-hmm. they lie. I can prove that they lie. But I sued for anti-competitive behavior. It's very simple. It is illegal. You cannot do it. And the court determined, well, I can't treat them as a publisher. And they dismissed my case. They said, nope. Can't sue. Well, 4 months after my case is dismissed, sure enough, the same exact court, the Ninth Circuit Court in Enigma versus Malwarebytes, which got no media attention,
right,
said specifically this, and there's a reason that this is important. They said the Good Samaritan provision of the Communications Decency Act, meaning Section 230, does not immunize blocking and filtering decisions that are based upon an anti-competitive animus. For those that don't know, an animus is a motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, they answer the very question we asked
yes.
under the same exact statute that we asked, and we were right. Now, we're sitting here waiting for a very obvious decision on our motion. We basically said, hey, look, you have to vacate this judgment because it's just flat wrong.
Right,
the
exactly.
It literally just changed. And you know what the judge is doing? Nothing.
Just sitting on it, of course.
Sitting on it.
Exactly.
Just
we've got to go to break, and our conversation will continue with Jason Fick. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The COVID-19 pandemic has been felt around the world, and the Tide Ministry has had to adjust some of our programs on the ground in India, Nepal, and Bhutan to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. The adult literacy classes in these regions, which previously met in person, have been impacted. Thankfully, the teachers on the ground have come up with creative solutions and are going to individuals' homes to meet with them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. It is vital that we continue to connect with people like this all around the world to remind them that they are not alone and that they are not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us. Hey, what was going on yesterday? Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, no está en casa. Wasn't working. But I'll tell you, all this that Jason is sharing with us, the whistleblower, there is relevance here. And bring Jason back on, Jason Fick. And he'll break it down for us, Jason. What was happening yesterday with the... I mean, this all seems very suspicious. People kind of made fun of it. But, you know, a big organization like this, this doesn't happen to them. They're just too big. So what happened?
Yeah, some of the theories that are coming out about this are kind of ridiculous, that there was like a rogue, you know, employee that shut, you know, they pulled the power plug and shut down three companies. And right. You have to realize that this was not in any way unintentional. It was three different companies. They talked about DNS. They talked about locking people out. Well, I mean, if you think about it, they have a lot of evidence of doing bad things. And a lot of people think that, oh, well, they were hacked. Well, I have a much more plausible reason for all of this happening. Well, first off, let's just take the actual facts that we already know. The media, the mainstream media, never promotes anything unless they have an agenda. We know that at this point, right?
Exactly.
So if they're promoting this thing so much, right, 60 Minutes gave her a shot, she turned over documentation to the Wall Street Journal, all of these things are happening, you have to ask yourself, okay, wait a second, why are they promoting this whistleblower? First off, just so people know, she's not the first whistleblower. I know three other whistleblowers that have come out, and they didn't get this kind of attention. Mm. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why is she getting that? Well, let's see what she said. Let's take what she said. She said that there was an internal study in Facebook, and she has all these documents that says they're hurting children, right? Mm. And that they're ignoring it for their own financial benefit, and that they only actually act upon about 3% of the actual harmful content that they are aware of, you know, things like hate speech and divisive political content and, oh, what was it like? Oh, conspiracy theories.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those are the things that she identified. Then she goes on to say that, you know, that there are girls that are susceptible to Instagram and that they're committing suicide because of it and so forth. Last I checked, divisive political content was not killing little girls. It's not what's committing suicide because they don't like their political party.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
What has she identified? She has identified that they are not censoring enough. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not censoring enough, mm-hmm. that they're not censoring hate speech, which is completely arbitrary, and that's actually going to matter when I go into the last piece that I'm going to talk about, divisive political content, and conspiracy theories that lead to, like, the insurrection of January 6th, which is a joke to most of us that actually know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So the long and the short of it is that it looks as though this is essentially a plant. She's going out there to basically set the stage for more censorship, more content. But guess what? She's preserving antitrust, because whose agenda is more censorship but still wants to maintain antitrust?
Yes.
Isn't that the left?
Exactly.
Well,
without a doubt, yes.
Reason. So it shuts down the next day, and everybody says, well, what happened there? Well, think about it. If you are going to reinstall a new algorithm backbone for the entire system that is going to watch everything that is said, you could slowly, you know, everybody says, well, they propagate through. Well, yeah, except if you don't have the time for that, you mm-hmm. shut the whole system down, you install your new software system, your new AI, and you reboot, and bang, everybody's back with the new system installed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most plausible thing.
When else did that happen recently? Oh, yeah, that's right. The 2020 elections when they all shut down, right? This smells of the same model and process. Am I right?
Absolutely. And the thing is that if you go out against what they're saying, they will ridicule you. Matter of fact, I have an entirely new principle of you know, let's get back to what we were saying about Section 230. There is a way mm-hmm. to resolve this. There is a way to actually stop big tech. And that's what we're doing. You know, if any of your audience wants to understand more, go to socialmediafreedom.org. I've explained this. We're working on this specifically because my case took a weird turn. Remember, what I was saying is I was dismissed and not heard by the Supreme Court. So I have yet to get any day in court. I've not gotten my process, right? Mm-hmm. But we have to look at, you know, and I get all the time. I get people ridiculing me, and they lawyer explain things to me because they got these tech lawyers online. And I can generally stop them dead in their tracks, and this is something the audience need to pay attention to. Ask them, if they know so much about Section 230, why are there quotes on Good Samaritan? It says the protection for Good Samaritan blocking and screening of offensive materials. Why are there quotes on Good Samaritan? Nobody knows. Do you know that there's a reason? Remember I said the Good Samaritan provision is what the Enigma case, you know, found? They finally figured out that at the very beginning, when Congress lays down any kind of law or statute that allows them to deny you of life, liberty, or property, it's a grant of delegated authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Here they're granting that authority to a private entity. When they do that, they have to lay down an articulated, intelligible principle. Ooh, big words, right?
Yes.
Scared, big word. Let me explain what that is. Articulate means to speak, to announce it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's your quotes. They're actually saying it, right? In quotes, here's your articulated principle. Intelligible, meaning easily understood. And it's the principle. It's a foundation for all of the regulations. Well, look at community standards. Look at all these things. These actually have to be based upon Good Samaritan. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a Good Samaritan if you, you know, block and screen content for your own financial gain.
Exactly.
Defies Good Samaritan, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The courts are finally picking up on the fact that, no, the first level of to check in these companies, did they act as a Good Samaritan? Snapchat, Lemon versus Snap, they actually did the same thing. It was gross negligence because they were not a Good Samaritan. So they fail instantly on Section 230. The courts are starting to pick that up. But here's where it gets interesting. This is what we are going to do next. The Social Media Freedom Foundation is actually going to be suing on behalf of the entire United States and myself, because when I was denied due process in my case, I was not given a day in court, and they were able to restrict my liberty and property under protection of civil liability from the government, essentially what has happened is I was denied my Fifth Amendment.
Exactly.
I was denied due process.
Mm-hmm.
And when they can restrict that under civil liability protection, well, guess what? We actually found the precedent. And let me explain. Remember, I'm a direct competitor to Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can regulate
right.
my stuff. This is a Supreme Court finding. This is a direct quote, and you'll understand. So the Supreme Court held that a private entity, quote, may not be entrusted with the power to regulate the business of another, and especially a competitor.
Yes.
Any statute which attempts to confer such power undertakes an intolerable and unconstitutional interference with personal liberty and private property. The delegation is so clearly arbitrary and a denial of due process. There is no way to seek redress right now. You can't go and say, hey, look, you did this wrong, and the courts listen to you. They throw you out.
Mm-hmm. Jason,
30,
Go ahead.
Is unconstitutional under the Fifth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
The First Amendment is a very difficult argument to make. The Fifth Amendment is very simple. It's very clean cut. There is case precedent, and we are going to actually sue on behalf of everyone, but I need help.
Yes.
That is why the Social Media Freedom Foundation was set up, socialmediafreedom.org.
Okay.
I can't do this alone. I'm not a political figure.
Let's direct them to the website and how they can participate and be part of the solution here, Jason. Go ahead.
So socialmediafreedom.org is our site. That is the 501c4 not-for-profit that we have set up. It is going to be the primary plaintiff against the United States. We are, again, not suing big tech. We will not be dragged to California. Matter of fact, we're going to be coming out of the Southern District of Florida.
Florida, right.
And we are going to be remaining there because big tech will not be involved in this one. We are going after the government. And we are basically going to bring a Fifth Amendment constitutional challenge using my standing.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about that is, do you know who the first two people to get notified? The governor of Florida and the AG of Florida. Ashley Moody and Governor DeSantis.
Wow.
So
well,
we have a real shot at
yes.
doing something about this.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this has been hanging out for so long. Congress evidently does not have the intestinal fortitude to do anything about it. I mean, it is amazing that it's gone this kind of full circle and taking you to the point where, you know, here it is. I mean, this seems, you know, very reasonable what you're laying out here. And you're wondering if Donald Trump couldn't use your advice here.
I would love to have a conversation with him. Matter of fact, if he actually gets shot down in any of his cases, which are also getting dragged back to California, it's called a motion for venue change.
Right.
If he gets shot down, he would then gain the same standing I have, which is that Section 230 and the government directly harmed me.
Got to leave it there. Jason Fick, thank you so much. We'll look forward to hearing more from you down the road.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.5%. 5.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former Facebook data scientist, Francis Haugen, has stunned lawmakers and the public with revelations of the company's awareness of apparent harm to some teens from Instagram and her accusations of dishonesty in its fight against hate and misinformation. Now she is coming before Congress Tuesday with tens of thousands of pages of internal research documents she secretly copied before leaving her job at Facebook. Haugen also filed complaints with federal authorities alleging that Facebook's own research shows that it amplifies hate, misinformation, and political unrest, but Facebook hides what it knows. Days after a national organization representing school board officials told the Biden administration about hate groups intimidating education officials, Attorney General Merrick Garland, without citing any specific cases, has directed the FBI to combat threats of violence against school administrators. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, former NFL quarterback. Jeff Kemp joins us. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I kept thinking of you as we were we've been watching, you know, the NFL draft, and boy, I bet for you that brought back some memories, and you got all these young kids and dreams and visions, and you know, just you know, future greatness, you know, coming on this stage.
Here's the funny part.
Go ahead.
Hey. It doesn't really bring back any memories because I was a free agent from Dartmouth that no one drafted, and I snuck into the league. So the draft day didn't make any difference to me, but God's in charge of your story. You can find your way to where you're supposed to be, whether they draft you or not.
How many players, Jeff, like you, didn't go through a draft that ended up playing? I mean, you know, and the thing is, of course, every year they always have, I know in California they would have a big dinner for, you know, the most inconsequential.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I'm just curious, if any Mr. Irrelevance ever went on to any kind of exceptional performance, and number one, and number two, how many other players like yourself who were basically, you know, walk-ons in the NFL?
Yeah, David Craig, who quarterbacked the Seahawks for many years, went to the Pro Bowl a couple of times. He was a free agent out of a school that went defunct and didn't even exist by the time he was playing. And there are other players who've made it as free agents, but there's not a whole lot that get in that way. These days, the draft is narrowed down to 12 rounds. So actually, they are signing people that are free agents. So if they get enough people into training camp, and I was brought to training camp just to be, you know, strong arm that wouldn't get tired, so the veterans' quarterback arms wouldn't get too tired. But a couple of them got hurt, and I got the chance and found my way into the league. And I guess that's one of the reasons that you talked to me, because we found a way for those football stories.
Well, it's just
blitzes and challenges.
Yeah, but it's like you say, this is all by divine providence. I'm the same way, Jeff. I tell you, I look in my career, my broadcasting career, and people that I've known that I think, wow, they're just so brilliant and talented, but they didn't make it into the major markets. You know, I was blessed to do that, and I know it's by God's hand. I mean, here we are running a national show by the hand of God. So you and I are similar in this case. We look to God for the reason that we move, breathe, and have our very being, and He's the one that has ordered our steps all along the way. And and we do. We're eternally grateful, and especially when you, as you say, you look back, and whether it's your career, even in ministry and things like that, you see again. Where others that you think, well, you know, kind of like the children of Israel, when it came time, you know, to choose David as king, they were kind of wondering, and even the prophet was wondering, was he the guy, or is he the guy? Who's the guy? He's the, and then finally they find out who is the guy, who is the one that God's hand was on, but none other than David. So. Anyway, a little sidebar there, but real quick, just to kind of put a ribbon on this, what would you say to these aspiring football players that you know, are on the brink of an incredible career and opportunity?
Well, the comment you made about how you kind of snuck into the broadcasting field and I into football, rather than us being superstars, it was a foregone conclusion. In one sense, that kind of helps us. Because we receive our opportunity in humility, and we look back and say, "Oh yeah, God wrote this script. I couldn't have done this on my own."
Exactly.
And since pride is what gets people in trouble, particularly leaders and famous folks, we have a little bit of a benefit there as long as we stay humble. So that's probably a good message for all of us. And I would say to any player drafted number one. Or number 12, or a free agent, figure out ahead of time that your identity and your blessings come from God. Handle them in humility, and then work your tail off to steward them so that you can kind of say, thank you, God, I'm doing the best I can with what you gave me, versus I got to make it in the NFL so I can define my identity. You know, I got to make the team so I can be somebody. That will be a lie that will trip you up either quickly or eventually. Your identity isn't earned.
Exactly.
It's received from the God that made us.
Amen. Well, and speaking of lies, I mean, this is what I wanted to talk about, is today's culture has thrown out a big lie, and too many people have bought into this lie, and this is what the book Romans talks about, is that we, you know, willingly give up the truth for the lie. And God is the source of all truth. We're going to worship something. So who are you going to worship? Are you going to worship, you know, the legitimate, the real deal? Or are you going to worship something that the culture is manufacturing because they want to live life on their terms, not in humility, on the terms that God has established so that it would go well for us, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the topic of truth and lies, and whether there is any truth, and does it matter, or do we all define our own truth by the group we come from, the culture we're in, the relative situation? That actually, it goes way back to the very beginning when the deceiving, slippery snake, devil, Satan, convinced Adam and Eve that maybe God wasn't quite as good as he really was, and maybe he was holding out a little bit on them. And they should take that one bite of that one forbidden fruit amongst all the other amazing perfection that he offered them. And from that time forward, when we took a view of God that was inaccurate and kind of bought that lie, and when we messed up and got disconnected from God, we didn't want accountability anymore. And that's probably the root of where relativistic truth and the cancellation of absolute truth has happened. on university campuses and eventually into elementary education like we see today, and certainly in media and entertainment and philosophy. And too much of business ethics is what can I get away with, what's legal, not what's right. And that all goes back to redefining reality, because you can say there's no truth, but if you're up in an airplane and the door of that small airplane that takes people parachuting is open and you don't have a parachute on, but the instructor says, hey, jump out and put your arms nice and wide and just think good thoughts, because for you, your truth is that you can slow yourself down and land softly. And you, if you follow that advice, you will be splattered and won't exist anymore, because gravity is true and parachutes are needed. And the outcome is very different between having a parachute and using it and not having one. And that's kind of the analogy today for telling young people, you know what, anything goes. You don't need to be a boy or a girl. You can change that. You can define truth your own way. And gosh, are we making life hard and difficult, because you cannot escape the consequences of behaviors that run counter to God's love and his truth and his reality. So this is the big issue, taking away truth. And remember, Bill, you and I both believe that truth isn't just a set of principles. Truth is actually a person, Jesus. And since it's a person who the Bible describes as love, and the Bible says Jesus Christ came to earth full of grace and truth, 100% love, 100% truth, always at the same time, we who do believe in truth, we have to be very careful to speak the truth in love and actually demonstrate the truth even before we go out preaching against people that maybe aren't following or campaigning for truth.
Right, exactly. Well, and Jeff, when you embrace the truth, you can put on that parachute and you get to enjoy another part of God's beneficence and blessing that he gives us, is that we can utilize the power of gravity in such a way that we're able to get a different perspective of God's creation, right?
Sure. Read Proverbs. Those truthful principles of wisdom.
Exactly. We got to leave it there, Jeff.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
We know
that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, a New York City public library says no more late fees, huh? I wonder if that's retroactive. You know, that book you've been holding on forever, you know, since first grade, you've been meaning to take in. Somehow you keep moving it from house to house, but you just haven't returned it to the library because of the fees you might have to pay. Well, they're going to end them there in New York City. And the $700 million Powerball jackpot, they've got a win, a win, a win, a win, a chicken dinner. So it'll start all over again, and we'll be on the lookout for the new numbers. That's a lot of money, $700 million. Lord have mercy. And, you know, and the government sees that kind of number, and they go, what are they doing? What's one individual or a group of people ending up with $700 million? We know what to do with that. We can handle it better than they can, right? That's the way they talk. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, joins us now with her weekly videos report installment. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Got some great stories here to share with us, starting off with a police officer who took a bruised toddler from an abusive home, and needless to say, she took his heart, huh?
That's right. So Brian Zach, he's a police officer down on historic Route 66, and, you know, he's made different domestic violence calls before. He actually had a tragic call that he discussed where he came in and a 13-month-old child ended up passing away from the abuse they had sustained. So this was something that has been very difficult for him. And
Can you imagine that, Sam? I think so little is understood and appreciated for these officers who are faced sometimes with the height of humanity and the lowest of humanity. And can you imagine how that stays with you to see what other people can do to one another, and much less to young children like this? And they're the ones that are there. They're impacted by it. And, you know, dare I say, not everybody would want that job.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you're thankful there are people, you know, brave men and women who go in and they help these children who need help, because, you know, they don't have, like, a lot of times these children are the ones that don't have a voice and can't get the help. You know, they're not old enough and powerful enough to do what they need to do. So you're thankful for police officers, like mm-hmm. Officer Zach. And so 4 years ago, he went and he did a welfare check on a 2-year-old girl named Kayla. Mm-hmm. And she had bruises all over her, skull fracture, brain bleed, a dislocated elbow. I mean, she was just in a bad situation. And, you know, he kind of just took to her right away. So when the foster system had her and was looking for a place to put her, they said, they asked him and his wife, you know, would you be interested in taking her? They already had two children. And he was just kind of like, it just kind of fell into place. And at first they're thinking, we're just going to keep her a couple weeks, maybe a month. But then one thing kind of turns into another. They start building memories with her and build it, like, you know, she just becomes part of their family. And 4 years later, I'm happy to report Kayla has been adopted by Officer Mack. And doesn't that just make your heart melt?
It really does. Yeah.
You'd love to see a happy ending to a story like that, because she, you know, her life started off so much different. And, you know, what was a terrible day turned into a day that, you know, changed her life for the better forever and gave her a whole new life and a whole new family. And I'm just thankful for officers like that.
You imagine if he didn't step in, that poor child, what's the likelihood of that child being dead now?
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's not, even if she was taken out of that situation, where would she go?
Right.
Where would she end up in the foster system? And, you know, I think that that's something that should definitely be talked about more.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and sometimes be more passionate about.
And to your point, you know, sometimes what happens is it's not that all foster care is 100% perfect and all that. Again, we're dealing with human beings. And
right.
You often, maybe too often, hear these stories where you have an abused child taken out of one home, ends up in foster care, and they're abusive as well. I mean, it's just like, you know, what do you do? What do you do? How do you survive? And there are people who have experienced, you know, it's like a double jeopardy. You know, they're kicked out of their home and, you know, they're dealing with abusive parents and they end up in abusive foster homes. I mean, but, you know, in this particular case, what a blessing. And obviously, I mean, for those of us of faith and believe in the hand of God, you just see there must be something really special about this young girl that she would get this opportunity like this. And this family would be blessed in such a way for doing that. That's the other thing, too, because it's, you know, like every gift, you have to have a giver and a receiver. And this is what makes this come full circle. And we get to enjoy it because we get to hear about it, right? So,
that's right. And so I think it kind of highlights an important issue, and it warms your heart. And it's a great story. It is a blessing to us, too.
Without a doubt. Now, you got a couple that stops at a national park, and they leave with a giant diamond. What happened?
So Hot Springs National Park, they have the, a diamond part where you could actually search for diamonds. Is the only place in America like that. That you could look and search for. It's a massive diamond state park, and so the largest one ever discovered was discovered back in the 1920s. But a man and his wife were in the crater of Diamonds Park and began exploring, and it took them just 40 minutes. I guess the conditions were just right. The couple's from Granite Bay, and they ended up finding a 4-carat diamond.
Oh my goodness!
In the sun, can you believe that?
Wow.
The largest one actually ever discovered was 40 carats back in the 1920s. I ended up finding out, but they ended up selling that for about $150,000 back then. But, you know, if you're ever near this national park, the Crater of Diamonds Park, you just make sure you go take it, especially if it's, they said the conditions that are right are about 1 inch of rain. And I guess it just makes it just soft enough where you can kind of look on the ground and I think that's such a, you know, our national parks are such a treasure anyway.
Yes, exactly.
It's a literal treasure, and you get to keep it.
That's the thing that's surprising. I'm surprised that, you know, there's some sort of, you know, governmental mineral right or something. It says, you know, any big diamonds. I bet this won't last long.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Keep it too.
No, there. Yeah, that party's going to be coming to an end. You know the way this government's acting. I'm just saying. I know. I sound so skeptical. Forgive me. Ice Center makes snow for dying cold loving dog so she can enjoy winter one more time. How cool is this? This is awesome. Tell us.
You know, this Ice Center in Utah, they usually are focused on, you know, the skating rink and the hockey that goes on there. But this dog, Maggie, She's so loved by her owners, and you know, they know that she's reaching the end of her time here. She's this big old fluffy, you know, snow dog that it she probably is never going to see snow again if they didn't do something about it. And so they made a request to Salt Lake County Ice Center, and they ended up creating this pile of snow that has gone viral. It's just this pile of snow, and they have a little sign in the middle, and it says Maggie Snow. And they filled bins and buckets, and they brought it over. And just to see this dog sitting there enjoying that, you know, she looks like kind of like a Beethoven, and sitting there eating that ice and enjoying that snow. And you just think, you know how you talk about givers and receivers. Dogs just give us so much in life. And it's really just so sweet to see her owners and, you know, the ice center and groups of strangers kind of give back to this dog.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What a great story. I really suggest people take a look if they get a chance.
What a great story. And it's all, ladies and gentlemen, like we say, you go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live or BillMartinezShow.com. That's our website. And look for Sam's Corner. And you will, you know, you'll catch up on all these stories. You know, if you're having, especially, I always say sometimes, you know, you just need a lift. If you just need a lift, maybe you're having a bummer kind of day, you know, a couple things just not going right. Go to Sam's Corner, and this will bless you, and it'll turn your day around. And it'll help you to be grateful and thankful and maybe look at your neighbor a little bit differently. Because, as I said, we're all humanoids just going through this journey together. This next story is a museum lent an artist $84,000, and it wasn't Hunter Biden, so stop it, okay? It was another artist. I've never heard of a museum lending an artist $84,000. What are they thinking? Well, he keeps the money and calls it art. What does that mean?
I had to include this because I'm just like, sometimes you just need a story to make you laugh. And right. This is one of those situations. So the Danish Art Museum had loaned this Jens Hanning $84,000 to make some art he previously framed cast to represent the average annual salaries of an Austrian and a Dane in euros and like the Danish krone. So of course, you know, modern art is always open to interpretation.
Of course.
So this artist decides to take the $84,000 and send them gigantic blank canvases and title with nothing but the title at the bottom that says "Take the money and run," which now they're involved in kind of a big dispute about it. But honestly, I kind of think they should leave it because it kind of makes an interesting story. And you know, what could be a better representation?
Really, he just sends them back a blank canvas,
money and run.
A blank canvas and let your imagination, you know, get control of the palette on this canvas. I mean, it's something like Hunter Biden would come up with, you know.
It kind of does, but you know, you just think like maybe 100 years from now, somebody is walking by this blank. It definitely is going to be making an interesting kind of statement.
Without a doubt. Now you got. I like this next story. Two moms realized their daughters were switched at birth. So they raised them together? Interesting.
That's right. So it's Katrina Allegana and Melissa Federa. They're both 23 years old. They were switched at birth. Their moms realized that one of them came in when they were 3 years old to a daycare center and recognized this other girl and then recognized her mom. She recognized that the girl looked like one of her other daughters. The mom trying to switch, they couldn't do it, and they end up connecting the two families. The girls are raised as twins. It's a pretty amazing story.
What a great story. Check it out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, as always, appreciate the time and the great stories here. You have a blessed day, okay?
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, right here on the show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of